them and us carbon inequality. The richest 10% produce nearly half the world's lifestyle-related carbon dioxide emissions. Not content with living lives of luxury off the back of our hard labor, the super rich are now literally poisoning us. Oxfam reports that the top decile of earners belch out 49% of CO2 from lifestyle activity. This seems a lot, but presumably includes frequent flights and SUVs. And the socialist would remind readers that the West Wing of the country pile isn't going to heat itself. Meanwhile, the poorest half of the world's population only put out about 10% of the total. This figure will largely be made up of the world's poorest nations. But working class people of every country have to deal with the effects of climate change. As we go to press, emergency services in Chennai, India and Cumbria, England are dealing with the effects of extreme weather on ordinary people's homes. But rising sea levels will only lap at the lower floors of the capitalists' ivory towers. Sun's terror untruth. Terrorists can travel from Turkey to Paris without once facing passport checks. You couldn't make it up. Well, the Sun did. Rupert Murdoch's Tory tabloid's latest total lie said a reporter faced no border control on his journey. Croatian authorities quickly responded with scans of his passport, to prove they'd inspected him. The right-wing media wants hysteria about terrorism to advance its racist, pro-war agenda. Making workers suspicious of each other is essential to undermine mass movements against the austerity policies which make Murdoch's millionaire mates richer still.